kid ourselves. You live and I live in a very immoral, evil world. They're doing their own thing. You are a Christian. Young men here are believers. Young women who are believers. We live in a world where we do whatever we want to. You live in that world. It's all around you. But that is not the world for a believer. We reserve those things for marriage that God intended to be reserved for marriage. Someone once told us, we used to hear this when we were kids, I understand what Tony is saying about the internet. There is anything on there that you want. If that's what you want, evil things, things that speak of lust, it's on there. We used to be told you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep it from building a nest in your hair. We understand what that means. We are to avoid lust. And I think we know, I think young men here and young women here are not ignorant when you're at 14 and 15 and 16 and on as to what lust is and how it acts out in the life of an individual. We are to flee those things. I think the word again is, you won't win. I've always taught my kids, you better decide from the Word of God before what is right and what the Lord would have you to do. Not when you're in a situation that is a compromise. When you're in a compromising situation and you have not before determined what the Lord would have you to do, it's in that compromising situation that you will fail. Flee those things. Don't put yourself in that position. This is common, plain instruction.
To what you're saying, because I think this is a point here. I want you to pay attention to what is being said. You mentioned here about the matter of resisting the devil. Look at First Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. When it comes to the devil, you fight, you resist. So we have a verse here for it. It is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. When it comes to the devil, you resist. When it comes to youthful lust, a brave man, I think we have heard about Joseph, runs away. Okay, so now I want to say something, because you're Christians and you're hanging around Christian friends. And there are boys and girls. And I'm going to be blunt again. I want you to listen up. And there are a lot of things that you see everywhere where, well, it's good to have a girl around me if I'm a boy. And if I'm a boy, it's good to have a girl around me. But you know what? I'm not going to go to the world. I am going to go among Christians. And I'm going to sit around. I'm 14. I'm 15. Still young. Probably started high school. My hormones are working. And I think I'm a big guy, or I'm a big girl now. I'm not the little kid anymore that color things. I'm big. And I watch the TV shows and I see people at that age doing things that you ought not to do. And I think this is the right way. But I'm going to do it among Christians. So you guys have fellowship together. And I see sometimes, and I'm a father, so I'm going to speak bluntly. I see sometimes young men and young women sitting together. Acting in a way that is not proper. Flee useful lust. You are not going to sit and say, I'm strong, I can handle that. No, you're not. Let me say that again. No, you're not. You are not going to be able to handle it. Your hands, keep them for yourselves. When you sit next to somebody, keep your hands for yourselves. I see sometimes, even here, the way you guys are sitting. Be very careful. Flee useful lust. Stay in a group. Don't stay alone with somebody. You're not strong for sin. It might be very innocent. You know, she's a sister in the Lord. Well, then treat her as a sister in the Lord. Don't treat her like the world treats. I'm very blunt, because you're smart and you know what I'm talking about. Be very careful. Young sisters, the way you dress. Flee useful lust. You know, look, you want to show how beautiful you are, and you are beautiful. each and every one of you. A dress, a short dress is not going to make you more beautiful. There is beauty in holiness. In a way that you adorn yourself in the way you dress. You know what's going to attract a godly young man to you?
Modesty.
Exactly. That spirit of grace that will be shown in you. You are not ugly. Don't believe that you should look like those TV actors. They are ugly. They are. You're not. Flee. These are youthful lusts that you have. Flee youthful lust. Young man and young lady, take it from the Lord. Take it from the Lord. You want to be pure. You want to be holy. This way you be vessels of honor. Listen, have fun, enjoy fellowship with one another. I'm not saying sit by yourself and wear this veil thing that cover you from head to toe. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Enjoy each other. Enjoy the Lord. But do it in a spirit of holiness and don't let the world influence the way you behave. Is that clear? All right.
I just want to raise the situation, okay? With fleeing like youthful lusts and departing from sin, obviously we can't lock ourselves in a room and be completely isolated. But like where I work with guys that obviously are not Christians, and they're very open about that. And I struggle with, like, should I stay there as a job or should I just, you know, it's a hard situation. And I struggle with it, and I've seen my own life fall away because of it. And it's just a hard place to be.